Please pray with me. Look down, O Lord, from your heavenly throne and illumine us with your celestial brightness, that by night as by day, your people may glorify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Well, here we are, halfway through Lent. How are you doing? Did you give up something, chocolate, wine, or late night TV? Or perhaps you took something on, visiting the homebound, reading scripture every day, or trying meditation. For many of us, Lent is like the new year. We make a resolution, and before the 40 days are over, we face the reality that we have broken our commitment. Once again, we learn that no matter how hard we try, nothing changes in our lives without the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. In John's Gospel, we are told that a man was born blind from birth. Some thought that he was blind because of sin. Others thought his parents were to blame for his blindness. The story of the earthly healing of a man's sight is a parable of a spiritual pilgrimage to unshakable faith. This miracle story is so simple. Jesus sees a man born blind. He spits on the ground, made mud with his saliva, spreads the mud on him, anointing his eyes, his sightless eyes. And then Jesus sends the blind man to wash in the waters of Siloam. And he returns to Jesus with 20/20 vision. The most important word used in this passage is anointed. The word, the original Greek used here for anoints, is the same word for Christ, which of course means the anointed one. Jesus anointed the man's eyes, and his life was changed forever. By having his eyes anointed, this man changes the way he sees everything. It changes the way that he sees himself. And this blind man became an anointed one. At the end of these 40 days, I wonder if our lives will be changed. Will we allow our eyes to be anointed? Will our blindness be exposed and true sight restored? In 1818 in France, Louis, a 9-year-old boy, was sitting with his father in his workshop. The father was a harness maker, and the boy loved to watch his father work with leather. "Someday, father," said Louis, "I want to be a harness maker, just like you." "Well, why not start now?" his father said. He took a piece of leather and drew a design on it. "Now, my son, take the hole punch and a hammer and follow the design, but be careful that you don't hit your hand." Excited, the boy began to work, and when he hit the hole punch, it flew out of his hand and pierced his eye. He lost his sight immediately in that eye. And later, sight in his other eye failed. Now Louis was totally blind. A few years later, Louis was sitting in the family garden with a friend who handed him a pine cone. He ran his sensitive fingers over the cone, and an idea came to him. He became enthusiastic and began to create an alphabet of raised dots on paper, so that the blind could feel and interpret what was written. Thus, Louis Braille opened up a whole new world for the blind, all because of an accident. Most of us have our physical sight. In Lent, we're focusing on our spiritual sight. We're all born for the same reason, to reveal God's work in us and in the world. And no matter what our blindness, no matter where sin lies in our lives, Jesus Christ is available to anoint us. We can live as children of the light. Every day we are face to face with suffering, sin, and sorrow. And God is calling us to act. He's calling us out of darkness. He's calling us to live with our eyes wide open, witnessing to the light of the world. Today here at St. Martin's, we are celebrating Outreach Sunday. And all day yesterday and all day today, we'll be seeing people's lives transformed. We'll be working with our neighbors, bringing light into the darkness, just like Jesus did. We've struggled in darkness since the sin of Adam and Eve, and often preferring evil to good. Often we want to blame someone for our blindness, as the disciples questioned Jesus. Was it this man, or was it his parents? Helen Keller was an American author, political activist, and lecturer. She was the first deaf-blind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree. And in her book, Light in My Darkness, Keller declares, "I know that life is given to us so that we may grow in love. And I believe that God is in me as the sun is in color and fragrance in a flower. The light in my darkness, the voice in my silence." What a testimony to a young woman's unshakable faith. We tend to be blind to our own condition until the light comes to open our eyes. Jesus does not write throughout the scriptures about a flawless universe, but about a universe that is shot through with miracles. We live in a fallen world where good behavior is not always rewarded and bad behavior is not always punished. Therefore, innocent people sometimes suffer. And when the disciples see the blind man, they see something to discuss. But when Jesus sees him, he sees something to do. The disciples want to debate the truth, and Jesus chooses to do it. The disciples want to give their energy to words, but Jesus puts his energy into action. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars? If you do, you know the story of Amy Purdy. If you don't watch the show, I'll share her amazing story with you. Amy Purdy is a 35-year-old snowboarder, actress, and co-founder of Adapted Action Sports. In the 2014 Paralympic Winter Games, Amy came in third with a lower limb impairment. And what that means is that Amy contracted meningitis, and the disease affected her circulatory system. The result was that both her legs had to be amputated below the knee. She lost both kidneys, and her spleen had to be removed. Amy was given a 2% chance to survive. And 2 years later, she received a kidney transplant from her father. And Purdy began snowboarding 7 months after she received her leg prosthesis. The rest is history, as they say. This season, she is a participant in Dancing with the Stars, and it is absolutely amazing to watch her dance across the floor, knowing she is doing it with two artificial legs when she can hardly feel her feet. Truly a woman living, with her eyes wide open, transformed by a spirit of unshakable faith. When you suffer from disease, disappointment, or disability, try not to ask, "Why did this happen to me? What did I do wrong?" Instead, ask God to give you the strength for the trial and a clear perspective on what is really happening. Instead, ask God to anoint your eyes to God's purpose through it all. Pray to be used as God's anointed one, changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Nelson Mandela said, "You can never have an impact on society if you haven't changed yourself." Remember the question that I asked when I began today. Has your life been changed this Lent? Have you allowed your eyes to be anointed by our Lord Jesus Christ? Or has some blindness been exposed in your life? By healing our blindness, Jesus reveals God's work in the world. And Jesus Christ will bring us out of darkness into light so that we will be like the blind man and say, "What I know is that I was blind, and now I see." What a concept, that out of blindness, God's work is revealed. True believers in God are not angry, arrogant, or smugly isolated on a plateau of religious righteousness. True believers are those willing to face their blindness, to be open to the mighty healing powers of Jesus Christ, who restores our sight. Maybe by the end of Lent, you and I will see God in plain view. Our spiritual sight can be renewed. And we will say with conviction, "All I know is that I was blind, and now I see." Only a man would spit on the ground, mix dirt with saliva, and make healing mud for anointing of eyes. Girls just wouldn't think of mud and spit that way. I do remember some marvelous mud pies as a child. Maybe I was trying to reenact the story. Of course, those mud pies were made with water and dirt. But maybe those mud pies were just as healing for life's hurts, changing life forever.